Our guest on Musical Notes this week is Todd Van Dyke. Todd Van Dyke, of course, is the morning show host on our sister station, KBEAR 102.3 FM, the host of the country morning show there. And still waters run deep. He is full of musical surprises. It's a pleasure to introduce to you Todd Van Dyke.
I play keyboards. I play all of the brass instruments except French horn. I play a little guitar, a little bass, a little ukulele, a little mandolin from time to time.
Right.
And I do some arrangements. I brought a recording.
Yes.
This is from the Chassel Country Western Show this spring. This actually is a process that started several years ago with the Lance Variety of Music show. I said, why don't we get the kids and the band in the show? So I started arranging songs for the core band, Rolling Thunder, and the people who are on stage all the time, to play along with the kids from the band as a horn section. And this is an arrangement of a song that was a hit for the Mavericks some years ago called All You Ever Do Is Bring Me Down. And you'll hear kids from the Chassel band program, there are 12 or 13 of them, I believe, who stood along the front of the stage. And the neatest thing about this is that they'll take a chorus about a third of the way into this. There's an instrumental chorus written for them. And you'll hear about a third of the way into that, the audience standing up and starting to applaud. And that was so cool. That was so cool. And the kids are going, like, you know, they have this little look on their face. Wow. Kids need those moments. So it's not the greatest audio recording. This is from a video recording. But the horn section, I'll do the trombone solo on it a little bit later on in the recording. But the horns you're hearing, these are all kids from the Chassel School Band.
Started drinking to forget.
The kids did a great job with it. Mike Erbus sang the lead on it, and Bill Cauto and Chad Morgan split the guitar solo, and I did the trombone solo on it. I'm not much of the trombonist compared to what I was years ago. It's one of those instruments you have to play regularly to keep yourself together on, and I don't play it much anymore. But it was such fun to do that, and the look on those kids' faces when they got that applause, you know, they're just, wow. This is cool.
That's a real important thing, especially for kids. It's an immediate successful moment, an unforgettable moment.
Yeah, at PJ's Rock Camp, PJ Olson and I have talked about this from time to time over the years as well, about how important it is to get these kids into these situations so that they can feel the opportunities and maybe it lights a fire. I got my start in the second grade. I took piano lessons like many kids do. I moved to school band, and fortunately, in the town where I grew up downstate, a little town called Vicksburg, we had a wonderful school band program. And the director is still a friend of mine, Jim Shaw, was a huge musical influence on me. Jim was a very fine trumpet player. He played with his brother and a friend in a trio. They played all around, taught me how to improvise, taught me the value of having a good ear and of the fun ways to play in small groups and such. I was a trombonist. I learned to play all the low brass instruments eventually and just kind of spread out from there.
See, and this is so impressive to me because Todd has a very humble attitude about his talents and abilities. You are full of surprises. And also you mentioned the school bands. They don't get enough credit.
No, they don't. And it's something that really has been an issue that I have been very concerned about and many musicians have been very concerned about over the last few years here in the state of Michigan. And in saying this, I don't want to be too critical of our local school officials.
No, we do a great job here.
Our school officials, they're under a lot of pressure, but the state of Michigan needs to take steps to assure that funds are going to be made and opportunities are going to be made for kids in the performing arts, the visual arts. I could go into all of the different things about how kids who have good music education do better in math and science classes and things like that. There's actually a study I read some years ago that says that kids who are in school band typically perform better on any test they take in any subject at any time. And yet, because there's been so much emphasis on standardized testing and core curriculum and things like that, arts education has suffered. And the people in Lansing need to get that turned around because we need to have kids who are coming through band programs, choir programs, and visual arts programs as well so that they can either go into these as careers or they can at least have these wonderful things to enrich their lives.
Right. It is so important.
I was recruited out of school.
Yeah.
I was a trombonist all-state twice, so I've got some credibility. And I was recruited like they recruit athletes. Music schools recruit as well. And one of the better decisions I made in my life is that I made the good decision not to pursue it as a career. But boy, oh boy, my life would be so much different if I didn't have all of this musical, the ability to express and the ability to help the community.
And that is Todd Van Dyke, our guest this week on Musical Notes.